This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The month-long war between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, is intensifying on the ground in Gaza as civilian casualties in Gaza mount. U.S. and international leaders are calling for a temporary ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. But Israel insists fate of its many hostages must be resolved first. Linda Grandstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In Israel, the public is focused on the fate of some 240 hostages, including 30 children. Demonstrations in support of the hostages are intensifying, with demands that Israel not agree to a ceasefire or allow humanitarian aid into Gaza until the hostages are freed. Israelis say the hostage kidnappings and brutal murders of 1,400 Israelis, most of them civilians, as well as the rising toll of soldier deaths in the ground invasion of Gaza, have profoundly shaken their sense of security. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday Gaza is becoming a, quote, graveyard for children, amplifying demands for a ceasefire in the enclave, where Palestinian health authorities said the death toll from Israeli airstrikes has exceeded 10,000.
The Israel Defense Forces and continued bombardment are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, church, and UN facilities, including shelters. No one is safe.
Both Israel and the Hamas militants who control Gaza have rebuffed monitoring international pressure for a ceasefire. Israel says hostages taken by Hamas during its rampage in southern Israel on October 7th should be released first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is under assault. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump complained of unfair treatment in a defiant and rambling performance on the witness stand on Monday at his New York civil business fraud trial. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Fireworks on the stand at Donald Trump's civil fraud trial on Monday as the former president's testimony went off the rails in a case that could determine his future as a businessman in New York. Trump attacked both the judge and New York Attorney General Letitia James as he testified, complaining of unfair treatment.
This is really election interference. It's all it is. This trial is ridiculous.
Outside the courtroom, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in the 2024 election again accused the judge and attorney general of being politically biased against him. James brushed aside Trump's attacks as distractions.
Jillian Kitchener from Reuters. The Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, has held about 240 Israelis and citizens of other countries for a month. Now their families are increasing pressure on the Israeli government for their release. VOA's Natasha Mozgovoya reports from their protest encampment in Tel Aviv, Israel.
A crowd in Tel Aviv, Israel, rallying in support of the Israelis and others held hostage by Hamas for a month now, chants in Hebrew, Achshav, Achshav, meaning now, now.
We cannot wait anymore. We are expecting from our politicians to do everything to bring them home now, to pay any price.
Noam Alon, whose girlfriend Inbar Hyman was kidnapped October 7 from the Supernova Music Festival in South Israel, says that after protesting almost daily for the past month, he is sleeping in a tent in front of the Israel Defense Forces headquarters in Tel Aviv, along with other people whose loved ones were abducted to Gaza. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
Ukraine's foreign minister Monday held talks with his South African counterpart in Pretoria that were overshadowed by the war in Gaza. Kate Bartlett reports a fiery press conference after the meeting saw the South African minister slam both the Israeli and U.S. ambassadors to South Africa.
The conflict in Gaza, rather than the war in Ukraine, dominated a press conference in Pretoria following a meeting between Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and his South African counterpart Naledi Pandor. While refraining from condemning Russia, Pandor repeatedly brought up Israel, saying at one point its response in Gaza was one of collective punishment. The South African government position has always been pro-Palestinian, and on Monday, an official in the presidency announced Pretoria was recalling its diplomats from Israel. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Google on Monday confronted the second major U.S. antitrust trial in 2 months. The trial targets the payment system for the Google Play Store that distributes apps for the company's Android software. The Play Store case is being brought by video game maker Epic Games, which lost a previous trial taking aim at Apple's App Store. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.